What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Fit Cook Life podcast, where we promote a healthy balance between fitness, food, and mindset.
What's up, guys? Coach Cam here. Welcome back to a new podcast. Sitting next to me is Coach Ronnie.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. Super excited for this one today.
Yeah.
Coach Cam is going to be taking us down an adventure, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be chiming in with my two cents here and there.
Yeah. This one is actually going to be my last one. Give ourselves some time. We're going to be figuring a lot of things out over the next week or so before I ship out.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ronnie will be bringing you his solo season next.
Yes. Super excited about it.
But before we start, I just want to reiterate some things.
Mm-hmm. What you got?
If you're starting a new journey, go back, listen to our December podcast. From there, you will be able to start what we like to call the New Year Better Me. And it's kind of a twist on, you know, New Year, New Me type of mentality that people go into the New Year's thinking about. So they're setting goals, they're making changes in their life, mm-hmm. and all that. Before we start talking about having confidence and when making a change, we want you to understand that making a change, you're not making a new you, you're making a better you.
Exactly.
So we actually had like a little three-part mini-series on that. Mm-hmm. So go back and listen to those first.
It's all about how to prepare for 2021, but you can really apply it to any type of like change that you're about to make. If you're starting your fitness journey now, or if you fell off the wagon for a few weeks and you need a little bit of motivation, go back to that series and listen to it, because we kind of broke it down and gave you a bunch of good steps that you can do personally to prepare yourself and make small changes.
Yep. So go back and listen to those. Now, always, our podcast is presented by Apothecary ATL. And if you're interested in any type of CBD products, or if you have any questions about CBD, how much to take, what are they good for?
Mm-hmm.
I need help with sleeping, muscle recovery.
What all does it do?
Yeah. You can.
Why are you guys even sponsored by them? That could be a question that you ask.
Yeah. That could be a question that you can ask us. You can go over to Apothecary ATL on Instagram. And you can DM them any kind of questions that you have. Or if you're in the Atlanta area, drop by their store. It's in Sandy Springs.
Yeah, and they've been stocking a whole bunch of new products. They have their own line of stuff that they've really been working on behind the scenes, too.
My girlfriend's been using their lotion.
Mm-hmm.
She loves it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. That's what I use.
Yeah. So, let's dive into this podcast.
Let's talk about it.
Okay, I actually wrote this one out. Usually I throw things in Slack for Ronnie. This one I actually took the time and actually wrote out my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So my handwriting's not the best.
You guys, I tried to look at this. He was like, all right, here's your notes. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is that word?
Yeah. So I'll be taking y'all down a little bit of a journey on it, since I can read my handwriting. Ronnie's going to chime in with some of his examples, some of his thoughts on some of the things.
Mm-hmm.
He might be adding some things to my notes and everything. So we're about to dive right into it, okay? All right. So the first thing you got to do, first off, we're talking about finding confidence when making a change,
mm-hmm.
okay? So this can go for anything.
Yeah, it really can.
It is not just fitness change.
No.
A mindset change. A career change. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because I'm making a change in my life, right? I'm joining the military. And so, you know, that's going to come with a little bit of a physical change for me. That's going to come for a big mindset change for me.
New responsibilities.
Exactly. So I wanted to go in and really break down how I, what my thought process was for being able to make a change like that. Now, I've made changes before in the past. Some of them I was not ready for. Some of them I was prepared. And we've all been through our ups and downs of life. And when things happen and you decide to make a change in your life, it can be difficult.
Mm-hmm. Change isn't always a bad thing.
Change is not always a bad thing at all.
Yeah.
In fact...
And change is actually inevitable.
If you can prepare for it, if you can prepare for change, mm-hmm. when the change happens, you can change with confidence.
Exactly.
Which is why this is what we're talking about today. So I broke it down into... four stages. Three of them are major stages. The first one is basically breaking it down to simple tasks. Okay, that's your daily choices. You're setting up a routine, and you're establishing healthy, good, positive habits. Mm-hmm. Okay. That can be things as simple as making your bed as soon as you get up in the morning. Mm-hmm. That can be preparing for the next day the night before. We've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. That can be meeting your daily goals. Like, oh, I want to get 100 ounces of water every day. So yeah. You start making it. What we're doing here is bringing in consistency. Mm-hmm. Another one that I wanted to throw out, another example, is budgeting. I think, especially when you're making a change, if it's a career change or any type of life change like that, if it's a change in a positive way, like you're going to get engaged to get married, definitely think that the financial side of things you've got to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. Even in nutrition, we pay attention to budgeting, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Meal prepping. You know, 10 easy steps to meal prep on a budget is like one of the top 10 things searched for on Google.
Yep.
So
food can get expensive.
Food can get expensive, and the more kids that you have, the more mouths to feed.
Yeah,
the harder it gets.
It adds even up. If Those you're going bills?
Even if you're going from one person to being a married couple.
Yeah.
Or if you and your girlfriend decide, hey, let's start meal prepping together. You know, the dynamics of everything changes. So, breaking it down and budgeting those things out and having a better understanding of your financial stresses and stuff like that can affect everything else that you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
The routines and everything like that of, all right, I prepare for the next day the night before. I wake up, I have my coffee, I take my vitamins, I do this, I do that. I go to the gym at this time of day. All of those, I meal prep on this certain day. Those routines that you start establishing gives you confidence over time.
Mm-hmm. It's those little things. It's like those little stepping stones that you do each day. And each day... you start to realize that you're doing it and it is becoming a habit and it is a healthy habit. So that's one of those things that just kind of helps to propel you forward.
Right. Obviously habits come down to your daily choices that you make, right? The daily choices of, all right, I'm gonna, like, okay, for instance, for me, I need to get up early tomorrow and go for a run in the morning because I'm not going to have time in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Or get up and I'm going to go work out in the morning because I'm not going to have time after work. So having that choice, what's the first choice? The choice is not saying, hey, I'm going to wake up early tomorrow. The choice is when the alarm goes off, do you hit the snooze because you could sleep for another hour? Or do you make the choice to get up out of bed and go to the gym for that hour? Right? So it's those little choices that can affect the rest of your day and the days to come. Because once you start getting into the habit of waking up earlier, through those small choices, you're starting to establish a better routine, right? You see how these things starting to play out?
Mm-hmm.
So that's stage one. Very simple stuff. Making your bed, setting goals, those types of things. Meeting daily goals, those types of things.
And real quick, in stage one, I think the big thing about this, one of the big takeaways that I'm getting from this is that it's helping to raise that awareness in yourself.
Yes.
The awareness of your discipline, your ability to do tasks for yourself. And I think that's a really big thing whenever you're preparing for big changes is to establish that, and because that does help to build that confidence and belief in yourself.
Yes. Which brings us to stage two, keeping yourself accountable.
Mm-hmm.
You've established a routine. Don't get lazy. Don't say, well, I got up Monday through Friday this week. I'm going to sleep in on Saturday. You know? Or I've been to the gym three times this week. I don't have to get up for that fourth one. I've mm-hmm. done good. Right? I've eaten healthy every day this week. I've meal prepped already. I'm going to go out and get donuts today. Right? you know, keep yourself accountable. Then we stop leaning on other people,
mm-hmm.
right? We start understanding our weaknesses. That is a huge, huge thing. When you're establishing your routine, you start to understand where your weak problems areas are,
mm-hmm.
right?
What's an example of that?
Of understanding your weakness?
Mm-hmm.
For me.
Yes, for example, for you.
Okay. For me, I don't like to clean.
Mm, okay.
I'll get up, I'll make my bed.
Yeah.
And I'll get up and everything, but I have a bad habit of living out of the clean clothes hamper instead of putting the clothes away.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, and you've seen that.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm digging for another sock.
I just figured it's always laundry day whenever I come over.
Exactly. So I have a huge problem with that. So I understood that weakness. So I started, as soon as the clothes come out of the dryer, they're getting put up in the next 30 minutes. You know, I will even play music and say, I need to have this done in four songs.
Okay.
You know, I give myself a little time limits of things. I think another way of understanding your weakness is in food. We talk about this in the nutrition side of mm-hmm. things is one of mine back when I was fat was sugar at nighttime. I was a cereal guy.
Yep,
I loved to, it was sugar and peanut butter. Peanut butter is still a weakness of mine.
Yes, 100%.
So I don't go down those aisles.
Yeah.
If I go down the aisle, it's buy one, get one. And then all of a sudden, I screwed myself over for the whole week. Okay? And I have that awareness of myself.
Yeah.
And those daily choices, I noticed, I can't just have one bowl of cereal. I fill up the whole bowl, then there's leftover milk, then I get another bowl, then
you top
I add
it off.
More milk.
Yeah.
You see? And all of a sudden, the box is gone.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm not saying that used to be me. That's me tomorrow if I go out and buy cereal today. Like, it will happen. So I make the daily choice, back to stage one, I make that choice to not go down the cereal aisle. Okay? And then, stage two, I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that weakness. I'm keeping myself accountable. And I'm finding the confidence, during this time period, I'm finding the confidence to say no to things.
Okay.
For instance, one of my friends came into town this past weekend. I understood he was going to be here for the whole weekend. I understood that, you know, that we were all going to go out and have a night out on the town one night.
Mm-hmm.
So the first night, he was like, hey, let's go get a beer. And I was like, okay. And I stuck with one beer. The lady came back, you want another round? I said, no. I found the confidence, knowing what I know about the whole weekend happening. I said, no, I'm good. I'll get another water, though. You know, I limited myself, right? So finding the confidence to say no, finding the confidence, maybe for you, the listener, maybe for you, it's finding the confidence to say, no, I don't want to go out to eat this weekend. I'm budgeting my money. Mm-hmm. I just meal prepped all this food. It's just going to go to waste if I start eating out with all my friends this weekend.
Right.
Or finding the confidence to say no to one of your friends saying, don't go to the gym, go shopping with me. You know, whatever the case may be, finding the confidence in yourself to be able to say no. Okay,
and stick up for yourself.
Yep, and that's on that list. Standing up for yourself. That starts to happen during this stage. You start to put yourself and your health and your financial state and everything else in front of what your peers may think of you. Right. The next part is you start to make decisions quicker. You've established good habits. You've established that you can make the choice. You've established to keep yourself accountable. You understand your weaknesses, which will then prompt you to make the smaller decisions faster,
mm-hmm.
right? Which gives you confidence. You start making decisions without doubting yourself. And then you start to make big, big choices quicker too. From, you know, what color shirt do I want to wear tomorrow? To, do these jeans make my butt look fat? To, you know what? Maybe it is time for me to start saving up for a new car. Maybe I do need to start looking for a new apartment or a new roommate. Or maybe I do need to hire a trainer. you know, those decisions start to happen faster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you start to understand your weaknesses and you start to delegate those things out. And I think that's a big one that we need to talk about here, because as personal trainers, as nutritionists, it's our jobs to for those weaknesses to be delegated to us.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone to school and we're certified to be able to train people, to take that programming, put it together for people. We started to understand their relationship with food, starting to put together their numbers for them, calculate those numbers, calculate their body fat, calculate what, you know, metabolic rate and everything else in between, to be able to say, hey, you need 155 grams of protein a day. Let's start looking at what you're eating, you know? So if you don't want to take the time to study hard and to figure out what you need, and you know, ooh, my weakness area is that I don't know what to do when I go in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
You need to start delegating that off. And that comes down to making those bigger choices, right? To say, I do want to hire somebody to run my training for me,
mm-hmm.
you know, or to cook my food for me, or whatever the case may be.
Right.
So, anything you want to throw there about that?
Those are all great points. I think big thing for me within that is what you said about it's easier to make the choices because you do have the confidence in yourself. And then really that's when that whole mindset shift starts to happen. You start to believe in yourself and then you start to like look at the bigger picture. You start to dream bigger. You have bigger goals, bigger aspirations. And that's the point that we want everyone to get to. We want you guys to succeed in all different areas of life, not just in your health, fitness, and nutrition. And then once you take control of that, it's a powerful thing, because for me, speaking of my own experience of taking control over my own health, I just wanted to share that experience with everyone else because it's such a great thing. You do gain that confidence. You do start to believe in yourself. And I think it's just a really tough thing for a lot of people because we're constantly judged and constantly criticized. And we have this image of we have to be perfect, or this perfect image is portrayed to us, then we got to be like that with celebrities and social media, right, and everything like that. We've talked about it in the past about having social media icons and role models and that kind of stuff, and how that can actually be very degrading if you're in that trap of comparing yourself to them. So building this confidence helps you get out of that trap, and it helps you to really start to establish that, yes, I am a human being, I do have purpose, and I am worth something.
And that you're getting things done. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, back in stage one, you were being productive.
Exactly.
By the time you're in stage two, you're in it now.
Mm-hmm.
You're in that routine of being productive. Don't slow down. Keep going. Don't compare you're on, you know, step number, I don't know, 27 in life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't compare your 27th step to someone else's 60th. You right. know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, because that can be a very toxic mindset to have.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings us to stage three. Stage three is the last heavy hitter of the stages before we start having that confidence behind making changes in life. And that is, healthy life is the norm, right?
It's part of your lifestyle.
It's a part of the lifestyle. Yep. It is. You might not have lost the 300 pounds that you need to lose, but you are confident in where you are right now. That doesn't mean that you are comfortable where you are.
Mm-hmm.
It does not mean that you are happy to stay in that position, but that you are progressing your life further, right? You're becoming healthier and you're staying on that path. You're being consistent with eating healthy, making healthy choices.
It's starting to become second nature.
Yeah.
This is what's really going on in this.
Your routine and all of that.
You know, okay, I'm working out 4 days this week. I know on this day I'm doing this. This day I'm going to be doing this. And the other days I'm doing this.
You start to make long-term decisions. Whether it's who you're spending your time with. Whether that's in a relationship or a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's key too. A lot of people will hear who you're going to... long-term decision of who you're spending your time with. People think of your wife or husband or boyfriend, girlfriend. That's not necessarily the case. I mean, what's the old cliche? You are the five people that you surround yourself with, mm-hmm. right? You need to take a look at those things. You need to take a look at those things back in stage two of who's affecting you. I should have put that in there. But you start to make long-term decisions, right? Mm-hmm. Of who do you spend most of your time with? Are they helping you progress or are they being stagnant in their own life? Is where you're working right now, is it happy, right? Are you happy with what you're doing right now?
That's a big thing too, because that's where you're spending the majority of your time during the day, if you think about it.
Majority of your time during the year.
Yeah. It's not work? With someone else. It's at work. It's doing what you do for a job. So this is when you can start to look at that and be like, am I actually happy with what I'm doing? Is there a different company that I could possibly pursue? Is there a better position that I could apply for?
A better career path.
Exactly.
Right? And then that brings in financial freedom. I think that the financial freedom does not mean that you're a bazillionaire.
No.
Okay? Financial freedom means that you are financially okay to make a change. Right? You're financially okay to hire a trainer or nutritionist. Mm-hmm. You're financially ready to say, okay, I'm going to start job hunting now, but then there's going to be like a couple weeks of transitional period. Or maybe I need to move or whatever. Okay? That means that you've gotten yourself back to financially being able to make that type of decision mm-hmm. without it hindering you.
Changing your lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. You've started to establish these routines. You've started to fit it into your lifestyle. It's becoming something that you do on the daily. You're not second guessing it. And you've already allocated your money for it because in the earlier steps, you were budgeting and you were paying attention to the things whenever it comes to your financial situation. And now you have that freedom to take a look at it and be like, okay, now I can make this big decision. Because with any big decision, there is some kind of a monetary value behind it, whether it's time or if it's actually a dollar value, you know?
Yeah. And to go on that, like, you're no longer stressing about the smaller financial stresses.
Right.
Of, you know, oh, well, you know, these apples over here are 59 cents and the apples over here are 79 cents, you know? At the end of the day, they're just apples now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we stop going, okay, well, you know, I'm used to getting this protein powder, but this protein powder over here, you know, it's $5 cheaper. Like, now we don't even worry about that. We have what works. We're going down those paths. Now, I'm not saying don't get the deal.
Right.
I mean, if it's BOGO, you buy one, get one. You know what I'm saying? But we stop looking at those things like, stressing about $5.
Yeah.
We're not stressing over cents and pennies. You know what I'm saying? Like, now those little things aren't happening. Now we're making bigger financial decisions. You know? And on top of that, like, you're verbally showing self-confidence. Now, I'm not saying we're looking in the mirror saying, Cam, you're looking good.
Cam, you are the man.
Cam, the man. No. What I'm saying is when you're talking to others and you're talking about yourself, you're talking about yourself with confidence.
Mm.
Like, you're not, it's not a question, you know, like, I'm becoming healthier? No, it's like, I'm becoming healthier. You know, you see the difference? Like, you're saying it with confidence.
Mm. More assertive.
Yeah, it's more assertive. It brings in more of a boost into your life.
Mm.
Your energy level gets raised. Everything. Positivity is just flustering in your head. You're no longer looking at in the mirror going, ah, these jeans. These jeans, I can't fit in these jeans. I haven't fit in these jeans since high school. Now it's, ooh, we're getting close. We're getting close to fitting in these high school jeans. See? See the difference there? It's the same pair of jeans. How do you want to look at it? Right? So, there was another note on here, which was saying that you can do something without doubting yourself, right? Even in a workout, like if Ronnie puts down the 65-pound kettlebell and says, all right, we got kettlebell swings, and you're like, are you sure I can do it? Mm. I don't know about that. ooh, that looks tough. You know? Instead, you're just like, all right. And you just grab it and start going. Right? That confidence of, well, I've never done that weight before, but let's do it. Than doubting yourself going, can we just use the 35 or the 40?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then finally, you're following through on all of your goals during this stage. You are now saying, all right, new year, better me. My goal is to read a book a month. One book, I'm going to read it a month. And then you read a book a month. And then towards the end, you started flying through them and you're reading two books a month. You're starting to crush goals, not reach goals, crush the goals. So instead of saying, all right, I want to save $5 a month. Let's keep it small. $5 a month. By July, you're saving $20. Mm-hmm. You're saving $40. You've not only reached that goal that you gave yourself, but you're crushing it so much that that original goal would be a step back for you. And that's what's happening here in stage three. And finally, stage four is making changes with confidence. We've established ourselves. We are confident in ourselves. We're making big decisions fast. We're not stressing over it. There's going to be stress coming with life, right? There's going to be stress coming with the decisions that we're faced with. However, doesn't mean I have to stress about it.
You know? Shouldn't be stressed with yourself.
My car catches on fire on the interstate. And I had it paid off. Wasn't making any payments on this car. All of a sudden, now I got to find a new car. Oh, why did I say that? Because that actually happened to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, my Jeep caught on fire on the interstate. And now I've got to find a new car. Eh, all right, no big deal. I'll just do it. I'm not going to sit here and cry about it. I'm just going to go out there and find a gorgeous, beautiful truck. You know what I'm saying? So now we're crushing goals. We're making big decisions, and that's it. That's making changes with confidence. Big, small, doesn't matter. We're gonna have confidence with it all.
Yeah, it all starts with starting small, though.
Yes,
as with anything that we've ever talked about.
Everything we've talked about, guys. I hope that you're starting to see this. Where, all right, you know, make little changes. They'll lead into bigger changes. And then, boom, all of a sudden you're, you know, eating super healthy and lifting the gym. You know what I mean? Same thing goes for financial freedom. Same thing goes for, again, because I'll sit there and I'll listen to, like, TED Talks, or I'll listen to, you know, super successful entrepreneurs or people in relationship, advice seminars or whatever. And it's all the same stuff. They're just using, you know, whatever their topic is.
Different examples.
Different examples, but it all comes down to the same thing of, okay, make little changes. Yeah. Then the little changes just become second nature. And then after that, you're making big decisions based off of the new you, you know, the better version of you. So that's what my podcast was about.
I like it. Great stuff.
Appreciate that.
Guys, it's simple. All it takes is taking that first step. And if you guys need help, you need to figure out where you are right now, anything like that, that's why we have our clarity calls. 30-minute conversation where you can talk to either Cam or myself. You only got about one more week to talk to Cam, so if you guys are interested in that, make sure to go ahead and sign up for it. It's on the website, fitcooklife.com. I'll be taking over the podcast from here. Mm-hmm. I think we may try to record another season finale. With just a couple of questions.
Ooh.
And then I'll be taking over from here. But any last little things that you want to throw in here at the end?
That was the whole thing. All right. I'll say this, people. Listen, you can do it no matter what it is. If it's to become a billionaire, if it's to understand the stock market or what's going on, or if it's to lose 300 pounds. It doesn't matter what the goal is or how big of it is. You know, Mount Everest is massive, but people did climb, right? It doesn't matter how big the goal is. Take the little steps, keep progressing forward. It might take you a year. It might take you 5 years. It might take you 10. It might take you 30. I don't know. But you can get there.
Mm-hmm.
And you do it by the daily decisions that you make each day. All it takes is consistency. But that's it. That's it for me.
Okay. Right. Well, we appreciate that. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. As always, if you have any questions or anything like that, go ahead, reach out to us on social media at the Fit Cook Life on Instagram, at FCL on Facebook. And then you can follow Coach Cam at Real Cam Black. You can follow me at Ronnie Denman. And if you guys ever have any topics that you want me to discuss in the future, or if you want to be a guest on the podcast, make sure to send me an email, please. info@thefitcooklife.com. And we'll see you guys in the next one.